Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and health and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 28 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne and psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your medication or help a loved one get off their medication and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. Our number is 844-236-6010. That's 844-236-6010. If you have questions about formulations, ingredients, products, skincare products, the Ingevity products, we're going to be talking about the Beyond Tang Tangerine here in just a minute. If you have questions about anything you may have read about or heard about, we welcome your phone calls. Of course, if you have a success story or you want to just contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010. We welcome your phone calls, 844-236-6010. And we will get your calls in our second segment. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Dr. Andrew Harley, PhD. He's got an undergrad degree in earth sciences and a PhD in soil science and plant nutrition. And he has been studying minerals and plants, and pesticides, heavy metals, herbicides, etc. for over 25 years. We're going to be talking to him about this article that some of you have written to me about. And I'll be talking about it here in just a minute or so. It's at the bottom of the hour, so if you have phone calls, give us a shout here so we can get your calls in our second segment, 844-236-6010. Let's see what else I want to tell you. If you want to purchase any of the Ingevity products you hear advertised on the program, you can head over to brightsideben.com or call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Okay. So we're going to take a little digression here. We'll pick up where we left off on our last program about grains and nitrates and nitric oxide tomorrow. But I've been getting phone calls and letters, and probably if you're doing any longevity business, you've probably been getting calls or letters yourself. Last week at the end of the program, at the end of The Bright Side, we got a call from a gal who brought an article to my attention. I hadn't heard about this, but I since have. This is an article that appeared on a website that I usually like, although sometimes on this website there's some goofy stuff, but I usually like this website. Anyway, this article appeared on the website. It was written by somebody unknown, anonymous, somebody who apparently doesn't like Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And I've gotten calls, so is Ingevity. I'm sure you guys have gotten calls and letters if you're doing the Ingevity business. So in the interest of clearing up any concern or confusion about this article that appeared on I think it was beforeitsnews.com about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, I want to give you my take on this article, which is somewhat incendiary and inflammatory. All right, so one of the most gratifying things about doing The Bright Side is the fact that you guys, my listeners, you guys get what I'm trying to communicate here, what I'm trying to say, what I want to stand for, what I want my professional, my personal, my spiritual life to stand for, what I'm offering you guys, what I'm offering you to identify with, namely the power we have over our bodies. For better or worse, we have power over our bodies for better, and we have power over our bodies for worse. We can mess things up or we can fix things up. We can do it ourselves. This is what I want the bright side, and this is what I want to stand for. I want to stand for the simplicity of being healthy, and that includes getting healthy, and it involves not doctors, not medical strategies, but things we can do ourselves as individuals without experts, without white coats, without authorities. We can be our own healthcare professionals by relaxing, by supplementing, by moving our bodies, by eating correctly. Simple things, lifestyle things, by understanding the relationship between our thoughts, our mental nature, and our emotions, our psychological nature, and health, and relaxing and calming the body. These things all go together. And of course, so does intelligently and strategically using nutritional supplements. And if you've listened to this program for even 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you know that I love the Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. I've been using it in its many guises, in its several guises, for going on 18 years. It's a spectacularly designed formula. I'm speaking as a formulator. I'm speaking as a clinician. I've experienced the results personally myself. I've seen the results on countless others. And suffice it to say, I'm a fan of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. So I was surprised and a little irritated, I must admit, when I read this article that showed up on the internet last week. A caller pointed it out to me at the end of a program. I believe it was Thursday morning. And you guys have emailed me about this article, and I've spoken to several people already. And understandably, this article has caused concern. If you haven't seen it, the headline on the cover page has the words poison in big red letters, and it's right over a bottle of Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Now, leaving aside the really laughable nature of this claim of poison, you know, thousands of people over the course of 17, 18 years have used this product. Probably tens, maybe hundreds of thousands have used, hundreds of thousands of people have used this product. Some people for 10 years, some people for 12 years, some people for 17 or 18 years. And not a single one has responded in a way that would appear that they were poisoned. So this is a laughable claim, first of all. Nobody's poisoned by this stuff. On the contrary, most people will tell you they feel awesome when they use the stuff. So leaving that aside, if you read the article, there's very little substance to this claim, as inflammatory as this headline is, poison. If you read the article, and I take it you guys who have emailed me or called or Facebooked me have not read this article, because there's nothing in this article. The headline is inflammatory, so obviously this guy has some kind of agenda, whoever he is, but there's nothing in the article that is even remotely indicative of poison in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. The anonymous author writes, quote, "So a few months ago, I sent a sample of BTT 2.0 to an independent Swiss laboratory for toxicological analysis, and the results are in. Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 is contaminated and not fit for human consumption." This is what unquote. This is what this guy's saying in his hit piece, and it is a hit piece because there's no facts in here really, except for his claims, assertions. So how does he come to this conclusion that it's poison? Well, apparently, according to his supposed testing, BTT has nitrates. Poison? What? Has phosphates, okay? Chloride, fluoride, bromide, aluminum, and sulfates. And then he starts quoting government recommendations. There's seven things that he's complaining about here. And then he starts quoting government recommendations and compares what happens if you use over the amount of the government recommendations. And that's how he proves his point that this stuff is poison, because it has too much chloride or too much fluoride or bromide or aluminum or sulfates or nitrates or phosphates, and that's it. Now, no mention is made of what kind of fluoride or chloride he found. No mention is made of the fact that fluoride has nutritional value, bromide has nutritional value, sulfates have nutritional value, etc. No mention is made of the protocols or the techniques or what kind of testing was done. Nor is mention made of the form of the minerals. Was it plant-derived minerals? Was it heavy minerals? Was it? You know, minerals are not the same. Not all minerals are the same. Not all fluoride is the same. Not all iodine is the same. Not all arsenic is the same. Not all chromium is the same. We're going to talk to Dr. Andrew Harley at the bottom of the hour about all this. So some guy is circulating an article where he claims, without any proof, that he has some lab in Switzerland. Why in Switzerland, of all places? Could he find a lab in the United States? So he apparently, this is his claim, he sends this product out to Switzerland, and then with no proof or any, it just claims that he makes, he conclusively states in big red letters, poison, BTT, not fit for human consumption. No mention is made. Where was the lab? What was the research protocol? What were the results exactly? Can I see the results, mister? Who are you? No mention is made of the author. Did they really say unfit for human consumption? There are so many problems with this article, it's almost ridiculous that I even have to address it. But I am going to address it. I got more to say when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network, 855 or 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is January 5th, 2014, and gold opened at $1,197.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,242.08, $621.04 for a half ounce, or $310.52 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,242.08, $621.04, and $310.52.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. If you're on hold, hang tight. I'll get you in just a minute. A couple more things I want to say about this article that appeared on BeforeIt'sNews.com. Headline, Poison. Beyond Tangy Tangerine's Poison. All right, so before we went to break, I was telling you, if you read the article, it's a lot different than if you just look at the headlines. There's nothing in the article about how this product was tested, what kind of metals are in there, what the exact results of the supposed Switzerland testing, why Switzerland. Did the researchers really say unfit for human consumption? Did they really say poison? Listen, I have been offering tips, strategies, nutritional choices, ideas, concepts for people, for patients, to help them reverse their health challenges for nearly 30 years, since 1983. What is that? That's over 30 years, if you include my 3 years as a student, my 4 years as a pharmacy student. Over 30 years, I know a lot about supplementation. I know a lot about formulation. I know a lot about nutrition in the body. And when I see an idea or strategy or formulation or product work over and over and over again, when I see it work repeatedly to address and reverse degenerative diseases, I notice that. And I want you to notice it too. When I tell you to take a product, or I recommend, I don't tell you to take a product, I suggest a product, I recommend a product, it's not because I make 10 cents on the product, or 20 cents because I have a longevity distributorship, it's because I'm a healthcare professional. I've seen the results, not once, not twice, not 100 times, maybe hundreds, maybe thousands of times. Results like, this is from the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, results drops in blood pressure, weight loss, people reducing or entirely eliminating their prescription medication, results like feeling more energy. This is from the Beyond Tangy Tangerine that's supposedly poisoned. More restful sleep, better sex, lower blood sugar, results like just feeling better. So when I read an article posted by some anonymous source, or even an expert for that matter, but especially somebody who's not even telling you who he is, especially one that's as weakly supported as this article, if you will, and when I compare it to what I've seen with my own eyes, what I know with my own eyes, it's very difficult for me to take this thing seriously. If this guy said to me, there are people who are dying from this poison BTT stuff. I've seen people dying. I've seen the agony. It's caused suffering. It's caused misery. That's one thing. If he said that, he's seen people suffering and in agony and poison from Beyond Tangy Tangerine with the same sense of personal experience that I have when I tell you about blood pressure dropping and pounds falling off and energy increasing and appetite being suppressed and medication reduction. When I tell you about these personal, these things I've witnessed personally more times than I can count, if he said that he knew that the BTT was poison based on his own experience with the same kind of certitude that I have when I tell you I've seen this stuff work, then I would start to pay attention. Then I would take this guy seriously. But to simply rip on a product with no backing that so many people find valuable, to rip and try to dissuade people from using a nutritional supplement that so many people have made an important part of their daily lives and their nutritional program by quoting some supposed results about levels of a substance that somebody from the government may consider problematic, number one, that's not fair. And number two, it smacks of an agenda or an ulterior motive. Number one, it's depriving people or potentially depriving people of a powerful source of nutrition that can change their lives. And number two, it smells bad. It smells like he's got some kind of ulterior motive. But of course, we have freedom of the press and freedom of expression, and people can say whatever they want, and they can make whatever claims they want. And just like they said in ancient Rome, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. Always be careful. As Ronald Reagan said, trust yet verify. As they say in Islam, trust in God or trust in Allah, but tether the camel. So we just got everybody gets to say what they want. Everybody gets to promote what they want. We have to assess the claims, and we have to assess the facts for ourselves. All right, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Dr. Andrew Harley. He's a PhD, a geologist and soil chemist. He specializes in nutritional minerals, and we're going to clarify this whole subject of minerals, their various forms, plant-derived minerals, and the relevance of the various forms to health and toxicity. And got a couple calls here. We'll try to get some calls before a break, and then we'll talk to Dr. Harley. Wesley in Ohio, good morning. What's up, buddy?
Yes, looking at a comparative digestive tract that I found on the internet. It's part of a book by Dr. Vogelton. It's a comparison of the digestive tract of a human, dog, and sheep. And guess what? The human and the dog are virtually identical, with just major differences that the human has an appendix, the dog does not. Is it not fair to assume then the dog is a carnivore? Are humans carnivores?
Humans are omnivores. Read The Omnivore's Dilemma, Michael Pollan. Humans do everything. Humans and rats are opportunistic eaters. They're the two major opportunistic eaters of the animal kingdom. We eat anything. And that's because we're built to survive. And that's a good thing, and it's also a bad thing. It's a good thing in the sense that we can eat anything and we can survive on anything. It's a bad sense is because we do eat anything and they feed us anything. At least our industrial food model feeds us anything. So to answer your question, Wesley, first of all, dogs are used in pharmaceutical testing. That's one of the major animals they use for drug company testing for drugs because their biochemistry is very similar to humans. And then to answer your question specifically, no, we are omnivores. We eat anything, opportunistic eaters, not just carnivores, although certainly we are designed to eat meat. So sorry, vegetarians, the fact of the matter is our digestive tract is supposed to eat meat. It's supposed to eat anything, really, but including meat. Does that answer your question, Wesley?
I guess, do dogs like to eat vegetables then?
Sometimes. Not as a rule, but yes, indeed. I've had dogs that ate carrots and cabbage, and I've seen dogs and cats, too, for that matter. It's not their preferred source of food, but they've been domesticated like we have, and they'll eat a lot of different things that's not in their natural diet in the wild. I got to move on, Wesley. Thank you so much, buddy. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it very much. All right, Farhan, Virginia, welcome to the Bright Side. What's going on?
Hey, Ben. I'm a first-time caller. What I really wanted to know was, where does the taurine come from in the Rebound FX? And I had a couple more questions, if you could answer that, please.
Taurine is a very simple molecule. It's probably synthesized. I'm not sure where taurine comes from, but it is probably synthesized. It would be my guess. I don't believe it comes from food. It probably is synthesized. The taurine molecule is one of the smaller amino acids. It's not difficult to make in an industrial setting. It's a derivative of another amino acid called cysteine. I'm guessing it's probably manufactured. I'm not sure exactly. Why. What were you thinking?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm a Muslim, so I couldn't really eat the natural taurine where it comes from.
You can eat this one. This would not be an animal-derived taurine. Although taurine is, as you point out, taurine is an animal-derived amino acid. It's found in meat. Taura means bull. It was first found in ox bile, but it's probably synthetic.
Great. I actually called in because Nassim asked me to call in to get my questions answered when I emailed the site. Another question I had was, what are your thoughts on plant-based proteins versus whey? And what are the best supplements for weightlifters?
Okay, plant-based proteins can't even hold a candle to whey, and I'll tell you why. First of all, everything has protein. Vegetables have protein. Animal products have protein. Everything has protein. Protein's everywhere. It's ubiquitous. However, the benefits of whey protein is, and egg protein for that matter, is they're building proteins. They contain high concentrations of building amino acids. This will answer your second question. And they also contain factors. And factors are not amino acids. They're not protein. Or they're proteins, but they're not amino acid. And they do various things. And I'll finish up when we come back because we've got to take a commercial break. So hang on. Sorry to let you on hold. You can call us back tomorrow. We got Dr. Andrew Harley in the bottom of the hour. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller,
Are you there?
Cheering crowd surrounds you, calling out your name.
Jason!
You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We'll get to Dr. Harley here in just a minute. I want to finish up with Farhan. Farhan was talking about the difference, asked me about the difference between plant proteins and animal proteins, and here's the big difference. First of all, plants do contain protein. They just don't contain the building proteins that you'll find in whey and egg specifically. Whey and egg are the two primal building proteins, the two primary building proteins. That's because an egg is basically a cell, and a cell, it's an egg cell, and cells are meant to divide and grow, so it has everything you need to divide and grow, for a cell to divide and grow. And that includes something called growth factors, as well as protective factors, antibiotic factors. These factors are not the same as protein, not the same as amino acids. They're peptides. They're strings of amino acids. And they're only found in dairy and egg. And by the way, this is what makes dairy and egg protein problematic, because sometimes these peptides or these strings of amino acids that are only found in dairy and whey, because they're active, they can set off an immune response. So that makes them problematic, and it makes them very, very important, especially for building. Vegetarians, I'm sorry, there's no vegetables that contain these kinds of things, these kinds of elements, these kinds of factors, growth factors specifically, and also antibiotic factors or antiseptic factors, and also factors that stimulate the development of the digestive tract and improve the environment of the digestive tract as it regards probiotics and bacteria. Only whey or dairy, I should say, and whey especially because it's so packed, and egg contain these kinds of proteins. If you're a bodybuilder, you can get away without using dairy and egg if you're vegan or vegetarian. But in my opinion, you're depriving yourself of some very powerful growth-inducing elements and protective elements, antiseptic and antibiotic elements, and gut development or digestive development elements that you're not going to get from vegetables or from you're not going to get from vegetable protein, I should say. You only get an egg and whey. I hope that answers your question, Farhan. And if you've got any more questions, you can email me, ben@ksco.com. All right. So I'm really excited about our next guest because this guy is an expert in one of the more confusing subjects in nutrition. No, the most confusing subject in nutrition. That's the idea of minerals. Minerals are all – just because two minerals have the same name doesn't mean they're the same structure. And this is very important to recognize. There's different kinds of chromium. There's different kinds of lead. There's different kinds of mercury. There's different kinds of iodine, etc. And some are healthy and some are not. And you have to know about the form of the mineral. We talk here about plant-derived minerals, and they're a completely different animal, so to speak, completely different mineral than a heavy metal, for example. I want Dr. Andrew Harley, our guest coming up here, to talk about this a little bit. Dr. Harley has an undergrad degree in earth sciences and a PhD in soil science and plant nutrition. And make no mistake about it, this is a very important and very difficult PhD to have. He's got 25 years of managing environmental issues in the soil and in the water. He's been responsible for hundreds of assessments and cleanup of contaminated sites. He's dealt with a wide range of contaminants, including herbicides, pesticides, heavy metals. His specialty is soil remineralization, that is, returning minerals back to the soil to improve soil health as well as food nutrition. And he's also a proud member, and I'm proud to have him aboard in the Longevity family. Thanks so much for joining us today, Dr. Harley. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, doing great, thanks, Dr. Fitz. Thanks for having me on the call.
Thank you for joining us. So, when I was in pharmacy school and when I was studying chemistry, there was nothing that had the same idea of difficulty as something called PCHEM, right? Physical chemistry. And there were these bumper stickers that people used to have that said, honk if you passed PCHEM. Because physical chemistry is the, right, have you ever seen that? Honk if you passed PCHEM. PCHEM, or physical chemistry, for the listeners, is the hardest discipline in all of chemistry. It has a reputation for being the most difficult discipline in all of chemistry because it's about the physics of chemistry. It's about the electrons. It's about the quantum nature of what we call molecules and chemicals and atoms. And this is why minerals are such a confusing subject. Dr. Harley is an expert in these ideas, and that's why I wanted to have him come on the program. Doc, tell us a little bit, first of all, about your credentials, and then I want you to get into the idea of minerals are all being different. First of all, what specifically did you study in school in terms of minerals?
As I said, undergraduate was just earth sciences, so effectively a geology degree. And through that process, where I really concentrated in was the area of what I call geochemistry, which is the study of the earth, and the chemistry of the earth and how all of those things play out.
Let me stop you for a second, Doctor. When you say the chemistry of the earth, you mean the chemistry of earth minerals, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So everything that we have comes from, you know, effectively comes from the earth. So for example, if we're at a zinc mine, for example, what is the chemistry of that zinc? How does it relate to the minerals? Through to mineral weathering, how do minerals weather, how do soils form, what is the chemistry associated with that. If we add water, what happens to those minerals, what happens to the form of chemistry of those minerals. As you said, that there are two main components that are important in chemistry, and you know, especially in the earth, and that is the oxygen component, and the water component. How do those two things combine to change, you know, effectively a rock into something that becomes soluble?
Okay, hang tight. So you said something very important there. There's a way that a rock can be converted into something valuable, nutritionally valuable, and it involves solubility. Did I hear you correct?
Correct.
Okay, so let me say that again for the listeners, okay? Rocks are hard, inert, relatively inert substances, but they can be converted into nutritional substances. They can be converted from rocks into nutrients, and this conversion involves how water-soluble these elements will be. So how, to cut to the chase here, Dr. Harley, tell us about the differences in, say, a mineral like chromium or a mineral like iodine or even a mineral like iron. Tell us about what makes something toxic, a toxic mineral, and then how can that toxic mineral be converted into a valuable, non-toxic nutritional mineral?
Okay, great. So I'm going to introduce the concept called reduction and oxidation. I mentioned that oxygen is the basis of life. It is also the basis for these chemical reactions. And what happens is that there is the transfer of electrons. It's an energetic transfer between air and a rock, water and a rock, these components. And as that energy transfers
from the water to the rock, from the transfer comes from the water to the rock or from the air to the rock. Correct.
Okay. And what happens is that you then get a change in an electronic state. So you mentioned chromium, for example, and everyone's not sure what's that, you know, Aaron Brockovich and hexavalent chrome. And hexavalent chrome means that it has a positive charge of 6 electrons. When that electron is lost out of that, it reduces down to what is called chrome 3. Now, chrome 3, hexavalent chrome 6, hexavalent chrome, is toxic. That is a toxic compound. But as that electron is transferred to chrome 3, then what happens is that actually becomes a non-toxic form and is actually the form that the body actually needs.
Okay, hang tight. We got to take a break, Doc. But what I'm hearing you say is that you can take toxic chrome, react it with oxygen or react it with water, and it becomes a nutritional element, correct?
Correct.
Okay, hang tight. We'll finish up when we come back. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We're talking to Dr. Andrew Harley about minerals. We'll be back right after this.
The average American family spends over $1,000 a month on food. No person is exempt from this need. With the holidays here, why not give the most important gift you can give? The gift of food freedom and security. GoFoods is perfect for the college student, traveler, outdoorsman, family, busy professional, and the retired. Storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and affordable, GoFoods meals are easy to make. Add water, and in 15 minutes, you have a delicious meal. GoFoods packaging allows you to store food in the smallest of living spaces. Take GoFoods anywhere. The bug out bag, the RV, the car, the trail, the pantry, and on the table. Go anywhere, but don't go hungry. Serve it today, save it for the future, and share it this holiday season. Special holiday packages available. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side at Pharmacy Men. We're talking to Dr. Andrew Harley, Dr. Mineral. I'm going to call you Dr. Harley, if that's okay. So everybody that's understands correct. That you're a mineral expert, and that's very important because minerals are all confusing. But before you went, we went to break, you were saying how by reacting, by its reaction with oxygen or its reaction with water, a toxic rock, a toxic mineral or a rock inert mineral can be converted into a nutritional mineral, correct?
Yeah, so the way of thinking of understanding is that there's this energetic dance that goes on, you know between the rock and water, rock and air, rock and plants, rock and acids. All of these things can there's this dance where these minerals change form depending on the geochemical condition under which they are found.
Who they're dancing with, what they're dancing with, essentially. If they're dancing with water, now you said something very interesting. You said that a mineral can be changed by its dance, and I love how you said that, because that's exactly what it is. It's a back and forth and give and take at the electron level. A mineral can be changed by its dance with plants, thus the term plant-derived minerals. So not all minerals are the same, first of all. I'm saying this to the listeners now. Not all minerals are the same, even if they have the same name. Not all chromiums are the same. Not all iodines are the same. Not all arsenics are the same. Not all mercuries are the same, etc. It depends on how this mineral reacts with its environment. One of the environments that it can react with is a plant environment. These are when a mineral reacts with the plant, it's called a plant-derived mineral. Tell us what those are, Dr. Harley.
So these are basically so the root, as the root goes into the ground, it actually releases organic acids. That's the acids help to break down the rock. It is then taken into the plant, and the plant organizes the minerals in such a way that it makes it available and nutritious for animals. And in fact,
can it do it with mercury? Can a plant turn mercury? So a plant can take mercury, which everybody's terrified of, justifiably so, and it can convert that mercury, can dance with the mercury, as you said, at the electron level and make that mercury nutritionally valuable, whether to humans or to animals.
Correct. It can neutralize it and can make it available.
If I told you the Beyond Tangy Tangerine had mercury in it, as a geochemist, as a PhD, what would be the first question you would ask?
First question is, what form is it in?
Perfect.
Firstly, what form is it in, and what is its concentration?
Did you guys hear that? That's what you gotta know. Not all mercury is the same. So some bonehead prints an article that says there's mercury in here, in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You gotta ask, what kind of mercury? Is the same true about aluminum?
Same is true about aluminum. And the other thing about that, Ben, and you know this as a chemist, it all depends on the particular analysis. There are hundreds of analyses you could do to understand what is in the compound. So you need to know the analysis, you need to know the form, you need to know the concentration. And these are the things taken in total before you can make that decision.
Okay, now did you read this article did you get a chance to read this thing that was
published? I did get a chance to read it. Didn't
okay, you? So what's your take on it?
Look, I mean, there's a couple of things. I mean, firstly, the results are being compared, I'm assuming, to groundwater data. Certainly the arsenic appears to be, and that's like, okay, great. So certainly, you know, there are thresholds for understanding the concentration of metals within groundwater, but that is a mass in a water component. We don't know, again, the analysis that was done on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is a solid. So really, the results should be reported in milligrams per kilogram, or you know, mass per mass, because it's
so solid. even the way he reported the data is off, because he reported them in terms of a solid, not in terms of a liquid, correct?
Correct. He appears to be taking a solid and then reporting it as a liquid result, which is nonsensical.
So right on the face of it, just by looking at 5.4 milligrams per liter, why would a solid be measured in liters?
Well, isn't it? It has to be dissolved. So what you've dissolved is, so if you took a 100 grams of Beyond Tangy Tangerine and then dissolved it into a liter of water, then you run whatever that analysis is, and then you need to convert it back to what the original mass was. So,
right.
So, you know, if you're analyzing a solid, you should be reporting milligrams of a metal in terms of total kilograms of what it was you're analyzing.
So right away we got a problem just looking at the units that he used. How about the idea? How about the bromides, the nitrates, and the sulfates? What's your take on that?
Again, what are the forms that they're in? Again, it looks as if that he was comparing these entirely to groundwater data, which has its place. But you know, if you dissolve a can of Tangy Tangerine into a, you know, threw it down a well and then came back a couple of days later and measured it, you know, I guarantee you, you'd be getting very different results.
Because you're measuring the groundwater.
Because you're measuring the groundwater. You know, we don't know what form it's in. It's like, I'm assuming, I haven't seen all the data, but I'm assuming he's reporting total chrome, for example. Do we know, is it chrome 3, is it chrome 6? What is the form that it's in?
Okay, so bottom line here, would you take this article seriously as a PhD geochemist,
no.
Soil geologist?
No, not at all. It's highly alarmist. There's no data to support it. There's no indication what the analysis was. All he's done is he sent a sample of the
supposedly
to an independent Swiss lab for toxicological analysis. What are the analyses? We don't know what they are.
Is there something special about Swiss labs?
I'm assuming they're good at analyzing chocolate. I have no idea.
I don't know why. Yes, that's true. Maybe he should do the chocolate products too and send them out to Switzerland.
There,
I don't know
there,
why.
There
I don't know why he went to Switzerland either. All right. So, what's your take on the Beyond? How long have you been using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Dr. Harley?
I've been using it for a couple of years as Beyond Tangy Tangerine for a couple of years, and then the good old plant derived minerals for over a decade now.
And do you feel poisoned in any way, shape, or form? I'm just kidding. Obviously,
yeah, I'm doing fine. And in fact, you've met my beautiful wife, who has been, she has avoided. Doctor said they needed to fuse her neck, and now she can basically live pain free. So no problem.
You're a PhD. You could do a lot of things. You could write. You could teach. You could be a professor. But you got yourself involved with longevity. Tell me why.
My academic research was such that I worked out we could theoretically and academically improve the soil, but it was just too expensive and it was logistically difficult. The more I looked into it, the more I found that our food system is actually killing us, and it's getting harder and harder to actually change the food system en masse. The only way that I see that we could do it is through a product through you know, such as Youngevity, where we need to be doing that supplementation. There's no way we're getting what we need out of our food. Just can't. We need to be doing supplementation. This product being plant-derived, having the spectrum that it has, and having the scientific credential behind it, I believe is the best company out there right now.
As a PhD, as an academician, as a professor, as a scientist, what's your take on Dr. Wallach and his work?
I think it's fantastic. You go and have a look at his all of his academic work. It is second to none, and that's how I got involved in Youngevity. Was when I was doing my academic research, I came across his work and his work on minerals, and that's how I became involved. There's another great book for your readers to get a hold of if they can. It's called Soil, Grass, and Cancer.
That's an amazing book.
That outlines everything that Wallach talks about independently. If you want another version of what Wallach is talking about, get a hold of this book, Andre Voisin, Soil, Grass, and Cancer. Absolutely, we'll change your thinking around this problem.
That's awesome. And by the way, that book is you gotta dig around for it. I spent like almost $200 for it, but it was worth it. It's a great book. Soil, Grass, and Cancer.
Acres USA, you should be able to get a hold of it.
Acres USA? What was the other book you were telling me about? I forgot what that was. Another soil book. What was the first book you read on soil? It was the first book you read, you told me. It was a classic book, green cover.
Secrets of the Soil.
Secrets of the Soil. That's another amazing book. So Secrets of the Soil. That's a great one, too. Secrets of the Soil and Soil, Grass, and Cancer. Dr. Wallach, it's been a total pleasure. It's been an honor. And this is the quality, folks, for the listeners, this is the kind of quality people you're going to meet, you're going to be involved with, you're going to get to consult with and deal with when you join, if you're on the fence about joining Youngevity. Dr. Harley, it's been a total, total pleasure. I hope I get to see you soon, buddy.
Okay, thanks, Ben. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day. All right, that was Dr. Andrew Harley, geochemist and soil scientist, and that's pretty much everything you've heard on the Bright Side. Everything he said is stuff we've been talking about here for years. Anyway, tomorrow we'll continue talking about wheat and anxiety, and then we'll finish up with nitrates and nitric oxide. I'm pharmacist Ben. If you want to join the Bright Side Ben team, love to have you aboard. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 for the Bright Side Ben phone team. Have yourselves a spectacular, wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.